Father, I want to thank you that you are good. We thank you and give you praise that you are God and that you blessed the seventh day and you rested, not for man to have rest, but to proclaim that you are the God of the Sabbath, that you are our Sabbath rest. We praise you and thank you. May the full counsel of your words be spoken today. May we rightly divide it for your glory and honor. And may your people and the people that are here today visiting have prepared their hearts to receive your word today. Most importantly, may they hear the gospel. And Holy Spirit, may you come upon the hearts of your people and draw them home. We praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord of the Sabbath, God blessed the seventh day and made it holy. Genesis 2, 1 through 3. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished and all of the host of them. And on the seventh day, God finished his work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all of his work that he had done. And so God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it God rested from all his work that he had done in creation. God rested as if the labor that he had done was burdensome. No, God rested. It is finished, and God rested. His work of salvation was finished, and he had rested on the seventh day, the women and the rich man. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished. The work that he had come to do is finished." He's done the work. And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. And Joseph took the body and wrapped it in clean linen shroud and laid it in his own new tomb. Which he had cut in the rock, and he rolled a great stone in the entrance of the tomb and went away. And Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were there sitting opposite the tomb. And Joseph bought a linen shroud, Mark 15:46, and taking him down, wrapped him in linen shroud and laid him in a tomb that he had cut out of the rock, and he rolled a stone against the entrance of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, saw where he was laid. Luke 23:45-46, it was the day of preparation. The Sabbath was beginning. The women who had come with him from Galilee followed and saw the tomb and how his body was laid. Then they returned and prepared spices and ointments. John 19:42, so because of the Jewish day of preparation, since the tomb was close at hand, they laid him there. God rested. Who would have ever thought that the very creation of God, the 6 days of work and the one day of rest, would be the story of the dead Savior? I didn't see it. I was listening to my son sing this song at his Good Friday service. And as I'm there listening to the song, all of a sudden, as he sung the song, all of the scriptures flooded my mind, and I was like, oh, how could I have missed the Lord of the Sabbath? God rested. Why would God use women? I mean, after all, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary saw where Jesus was laid. Why the women? Why the women? Well, first, a couple things I want you to understand is it was not typical for the men to go and create ointment for the dead bodies of their loved ones. It was the women. So it makes a lot of sense that the women would go and anoint the body to make sure that the body was preserved as best as possible. But the stone had already been rolled in front of the tomb because God rested from all his work. Why the women? Why the women on the day of resurrection? Why were they the first to go? Because they couldn't move the stone. See, men could easily move the stone. I mean, Joseph put the stone in place and closed up the tomb. Men can move the stone, but can the woman move a stone so large and so great? Nope. Why the women? Because the testimony of a woman she was out of place to go and tell people of things. They weren't to do that. They were to remain quiet. Why the women? Why Mary Magdalene? Everybody knew Mary Magdalene. Well, that's going to be the answer today. The resurrection through the eyes of the women. Why the women? Credible witnesses. Why the women? They were credible witnesses. They went first. They were the first witnesses. There are three witnesses in this resurrection. Why three witnesses? Because without two or three witnesses, an accusation or a truth cannot stand. Why the women? They are the most credible witnesses. Who will remove the stone? There's an obstacle. Who's going to remove the stone? Now, Matthew 28, 1 through 4. Now, after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, and for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. A stone's not too heavy for an angel to move, but for a woman. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. Those men couldn't move the stone. They were like dead men. Mark 16, 1 through 4, when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James and Salome, bought spices so that might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And they were saying to one another, who will roll the stone away for us from the entrance of the tomb? I mean, we can't move the stone. It's too heavy. Why the women? And he looked up and they saw that the stone had already been rolled back, and it was very large. Luke 24, 1 through 3. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared, and they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. Why the women? John 21, 20, verse 1. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. Now you know why it was the women. Because if the men had come first to move the stone, they would have been accused of stealing the body. See, what God saw in advance was that the guards would run to the high priest and say what they had seen, and they said, tell the people that the body was stolen. The problem is the women didn't roll the stone away. That's why the women, second witnesses, the angelic witness. That's a witness you can't argue with. These are the creatures that God created. They appear in the appearance of man. They are the witnesses and messengers of God. Who else can tell the truth? They always tell the truth. That's why angelic witnesses, the heavenly witness. You have the credible witnesses, the women. You have the heavenly witnesses, the angels. And the angel said, go tell. Matthew 28, 5 through 7. But the angel said to the women, do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen. As he said, come see the place where he lay, where he rested. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you. Notice the heavenly witness tells the credible witness. Why the women? Mark 16, 5 through 7. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. And he said to them, do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him, where he rested. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you, go and tell. That's why the women. In Luke 24, 4 through 7, while they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember, he told you while you were still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified on the third day. Rise. That's why the women. Third witness. Interesting. The third witnesses end up becoming the apostles. I haven't gotten there yet. Why the women? Because the women are faithful witnesses. Not only are they the credible witnesses, but they are the faithful witnesses. So much so that out of all of the women, one is mentioned by name. Why? Because she is faithful. The faithful women risk it all to tell the resurrection. He is alive. Think about this. They are willing to give their lives to tell that he is raised from the dead. Matthew 28, 8 through 10. So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, greetings. And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshiped him. Notice they went to the tomb. They realize he's not there. They are running home because the angel said, go and tell. And they're like, no, we ain't telling anybody. Do you know what will happen to us? And Jesus says, greetings. And they worshiped him. Not because he is one of many gods, but because he is the only God. And they came up and took hold of him by his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. Mark 16, 8. And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid, except Jesus met them on the way. And Luke 24, 8 through 11 says, and they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them who told these things to the apostles. Why? They are the credible and faithful witnesses. But these words seemed to be an idle tale to them. They did not believe the women. Why? Because they were women. Why did God choose the women? In John 20, verse 2 says this, so she, Mary Magdalene, ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, they have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him. And then they all run back. You know the story. The apostolic witness. Here's the third witness. The witness of the apostles. Finally, someone will believe. Luke 24, 12. But Peter rose and ran to the tomb. Now, if you know, Peter is old. Like me. I don't know about, me and Owen ran. He will get there first. Because he's like, John, I'm dying halfway through. This is what Peter did. He's gone. Peter's like, yo, I'm gone. So Peter rose and he ran to the tombs, stooping and looking in. And he saw the linen cloths by themselves. And he went home, marveling at what happened. That's what it says in Luke 24, 12. And John 20, verse 2 through 10. So Peter went out with the other disciple, and they were going toward the tomb. Both of them were running together, and the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. That's Owen. It's not fair. And stooping in, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but he didn't go in because Peter did. Then Simon Peter came followed him and went into the tomb, and he saw the linen cloths lying there and the face cloth which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded up in a place by itself. To all of our wonderful brothers and sisters that believe that the shrouded Turin is real, this scripture alone verifies it's not. Because he had a face cloth wrapped around his face, and it was the only thing folded. I believe the scripture above all else. And this is what the scripture says. And the other disciple, the one who reached the tomb first, also went in and saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes. John and Peter went back home in the morning going, what are we going to do with this? But everybody knows the story. Later on that day, it gets out that the disciples had stolen the body, quote unquote, because the guards told the truth, but the Pharisees wanted the lie. And they all meet in a room and lock the door. And guess who shows up? Jesus. And they're terrified, thinking he was a ghost. And he says, peace be with you. And you guys know the story. Why Mary Magdalene out of all of the women? Why Mary out of all of the women? She is the only one mentioned by name in all four Gospels concerning the resurrection of Christ. By name. Not even the mother of Jesus is mentioned by name, but Mary Magdalene is. Why? The faithful witness. Look what it says. She is mentioned in Matthew 28:1, Mark 16:1, Luke 24:10, and John 20:1. A true and faithful witness. I have seen the Lord. That's why Mary Magdalene. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. And as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, where he rested. One at the head and the other at the feet. And they said to her, woman, why are you weeping? And she said to them, they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they laid him. Why? Because after this, Peter and John went home, and she stayed weeping that someone had taken the body. Because why else would there be no body? Having said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there. But she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking? Supposing him to be the gardener. I don't know about that, but she thinks so. I mean, if the angels are glorified, can you imagine? That's a pretty brilliant gardener. She said to him, sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you laid him and I will take him away. She couldn't roll a stone, but she wants the body of Jesus. Well, she got the body of Jesus in a way she did not understand until now. And Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned and said to him in Aramaic, Rabboni, which means teacher. Jesus said to her, do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. And Mary Magdalene went and announced, proclaimed, screamed to the disciples, I have seen the risen Lord. And that he had said these things to her. Why the women? Because they're credible witnesses. Why the women? Because they are faithful witnesses. Why Mary Magdalene out of all the women? Because she is the true and faithful witness who proclaimed, I have seen the Lord. Can you be a faithful witness? In our society and in this country, being a woman is not esteemed. God esteems you. Being a woman, your femininity is being removed and stolen from you. God sees you. Why the women? Because they are true, credible, faithful witnesses. Can you be a faithful witness? Men, can you be like the men, faithful witnesses? Or do you have to, like Thomas, wait to see and stick your finger in his hands and put your hand in his side to believe? Or do you believe because he said so? Remember, he told you before he was crucified, to go to Galilee and I will meet you there. Why did they not go? Men, be men. You lead. Why the women? Because they couldn't roll the stone away. Why the women? Because society didn't believe them either in their day. Why the women? Why Mary Magdalene? Because she's seen the Lord. Go and be faithful, credible witnesses. Our Lord is risen. He is alive. He has won. You can kill me and take my life. I will be with him forever, and there's nothing you can do about that. Because one day, I will return with him on a white horse as he takes all things and restores all things. His restoration is complete in us, and we will one day be like him as he has promised. Because he is risen. So I want to give you a gospel. What's the faithful witness do? Go to all the world, make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded. Preach the gospel. Go into all the world and preach to every creature. What is the gospel? I will read it to you verbatim. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3 through 4. For I have delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried and that he raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. That's the gospel. All you got to tell. Jesus is risen. He is risen. Father, I want to thank you that you are God, we are not. You are faithful, you are King, you are Lord, you are the risen Christ, the everlasting to everlasting, who was and is to come, the Almighty. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. We praise you and we thank you. Today is the day we are reminded that you are the God who has given us victory. You are our Sabbath rest. We praise you and thank you. We have to work. Our 6 days aren't up yet, but one day we will rest like you have from all our labor. Help us to be busy, found laboring for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.